Ready to get the inside scoop on equity funding? Tune in to TDJ Equity Funding Insiders Podcast for an in-depth look at what it takes to access financial capital and maximize your investments. Hear from experienced professionals, including bankers, underwriters, loan officers, and industry experts as they share their unfiltered stories and valuable lessons on securing funds.
Welcome to another episode of TDJ Equity Funding Insiders, the podcast where we uncover the strategies for funding and stories behind building and safeguarding your wealth. I'm your host, Jacqueline Jackson, and today we have a very special co-host guest joining us, someone whose expertise lies in an area often overlooked, yet profoundly impactful, and that is generational family strategies. Now, let's understand what family strategies are and understand that those strategies do affect us as business owners. And that's why we have her on this show, so we can actually show how, as business owners, we need to look at including this as something, a strategy as part of us doing our work plan. So unlike traditional estate planning, legacy or generational family strategy planning is developed deeper into the heart of the family dynamics, addressing not just the transfer of the wealth, but also the preservation of health, harmony, and relationship. It's about preparing for the unexpected, those crucial moments that can disrupt not just finances, but the very fabric of family unity and business continuity. So let's welcome my guest, Ms. Cindy Aldridge, that is actually a generational family strategist and a best-selling author on Amazon. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
From Texas. All right. So let's welcome you to our show today.
Jackie, thank you so much for having me here. It is such a pleasure to spend time with you.
Definitely. And I am really excited. And so, like I was saying earlier to our listeners, you know, we're bringing in you because we do talk about the funding field and how to get the money and the insights and all of that. But what we also realize as being loan brokers that sometimes business owners, we come in and we don't take in consideration everything that we may need to look at. And upon reading your book, and guys, I've read her book, so definitely I want to take time to mention it now. We're going to mention it throughout the episode too, but she has the Family Emergency Handbook. This book is designated to actually help us dealing with the generational situations we might have that may affect our business. So let's go into this and let her start off by letting us know. Explain to us about the generational setup that you actually have that we need to look at as far as being better.
Well, and this book is actually just a little piece of the puzzle that I do.
Okay.
This book is the one that gets families the furthest faster because it protects them in emergency situations. Nobody wants to say that they're going to have an emergency. You know, we always say if, not when. And we say we'll get ready someday. But someday is the day after you needed it.
Right.
Right. Exactly. And this book came about when my ex-husband had a stroke and my two adult daughters with five children between them, all under the age of seven, were suddenly put in a situation of making life and death decisions for their father, running his business, and taking care of a herd of cattle in another state and trying to be the point person for the insurance with absolutely no access to any of his. I mean, they were designated on his accounts, but they weren't prepared.
Exactly.
And so what I've discovered is that even though he wasn't in my inner circle anymore, we were connected through our children because he was their emergency. They dropped everything to help him. I dropped everything to help them. And so I was watching the news and there had been a hurricane through Houston and there was an emergency response team there in a boat with water. And they were minimizing the damage to the community in a disaster situation. I thought, man, we need that at the family level. And so that's how the idea of this book came about. And then I built it for my own family. And then I started using it with my one-on-one clients. And this is the piece that they absolutely can do and feel so much more confident about life once they get it done.
So basically, this is not estate planning.
No, not at all.
This is
to put an emergency plan in place. Because I tell people you can live through it. It kind of is an estate plan.
Okay.
Because if you don't have a will, and you don't have your a medical power of attorney or your financial power of attorney in place, and you have a medical emergency and you become incapacitated, no one can make decisions for you.
True.
And so I share stories in several of my books about you can live through a bad estate plan. I mean, people think, oh, I'm not going to be here. It won't matter. Well, guess what, folks? You actually could just get incapacitated.
That's true.
And then come back and live through it. And I share in my book a story of a gentleman that went in for simple surgery. Things didn't go well. Ended up in rehab, you know, because he was he just got that emergency room psychosis and he couldn't even remember what decade he was in.
Right.
So his boys became life and death decision makers, not knowing what their dad was wanting.
Really wanted, right.
Live-in girlfriend claimed she had power of attorney over the finances. And it was just this hot mess. Nobody could get into the bank accounts because his passwords that he was remembering were a decade old, you know. Right. And so he finally got well, but he was $80,000 more in debt than he needed to be because he wasn't organized.
Wow. And that organization came from that actual setup. Now, I want to say this. What attracted me to you and what you're doing is because I have an estate planning. We have set up things where I have my daughter, my kids in place to take care of stuff for us. But what I didn't have, now I had an insurance drawer where I have where all the insurance, I told them what they are, where all the credit cards are. But I'm going to be honest, they weren't together as well as you had instructed in the book to do. And that's why I think this is something definitely you all have to get, because she has a checklist. Am I correct? A checklist in there. And she tells you actually how to set up the drawer. Right. And then actually have what all docs and stuff we need to have in place. And I will be honest with you, even with me having estate planning, a lot of this was missed. And that's why it's so important that we need to know what we need to do. So talk to us about everything that comes with yours for what you have set up for people that's different.
Well, and, you know, I do things in a simple way. Like I want to really make a huge impact, but I don't want to make it harder than it needs to be.
Okay.
And so the idea behind this book is just to organize all your important documents in one place.
Okay.
And there's 12 different sections and they're easily marked. You can just put all the information in that section. Well, the challenge is for me, I manage commercial real estate. So when I get to the asset side and I've got all these multiple properties, I need a fireproof filing cabinet. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you've got all the, it's a lot of documentation. So depending on the complexity of your asset mix and estate, and you could need more than a drawer.
So are you saying like, but what you getting is getting us started? Are you getting us started?
Absolutely. Just 12. And really, I do have it all in one drawer. It's
okay.
It's just all in a fireproof filing cabinet because I like to keep my stuff safe. So you have these 12 little categories, right?
Uh-huh.
And you start organizing your documents. And then you think through who would be the person that would come to help me in an emergency. And you make that list, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you want to ask people to help you in ways that's using their strengths. So for instance, my two daughters, one daughter's super responsible, loves to do checklists. She's a school teacher. And the other one would give you her heart on her sleeve and she's going to fluff your pillow and, you know.
Oh, so, they're right.
Right. So the one daughter, the school teacher, she took care of all the business side of the details.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other daughter took care more of the maintenance of dad and making
holding
sure.
Holding the hand. Type stuff.
Making sure he was comfortable.
Right.
And so they used their strengths.
Right.
And so when you're thinking about who can be the person to help me, you need to take in, you know, if you've got a kid with 5 kids under the age of 10, she probably can't help you very much.
If you're trying to put on 2 more of your children on them.
Yeah, exactly. So you really have to think through who can really help me. And this is where you can get creative. I even have one of the sections in the book, like if you've ever stayed at a bed and breakfast or a B&B where you go stay the night, they say, welcome to our house. Here's the password for that Wi-Fi. Take the trash out on Tuesday. Watch out for bears.
Right.
You know, I have you create that for your own house.
Exactly.
And so then if something were to happen, doesn't have to necessarily be bad.
Right.
It could be the birth of a child and everybody's, you know, at the hospital for that. I mean, it doesn't have to be bad, but typically it is. you want people to be able to come in and feed Fido and, right. and know, you know, what are the commands that Fido needs.
Exactly.
So you don't keep him running off the street, because then you've got mom in the hospital and Fido's lost. That's a wow. bad, that's a bad deal. Right.
Right.
And so, who can help you? Maybe a neighbor.
Right.
It doesn't
right.
have to necessarily be a family member.
That's true.
It could be a trusted person in the business.
And we're not giving them everything. We're just yeah. giving only the part
that they're going to be that you're going to ask them for. Right. So you assemble your team in your mind. I write about in the book, invite them to lunch. And buy them all a copy of my book so that you can give them a copy, because you want them to do the same thing, because their emergency could become your emergency if they're
now,
not
let me
prepared.
Say this, not trying to interrupt, but I want everybody to hear. Her book is a workbook. Mm-hmm. It's basic a workbook, but she gives you stories and explanations of why you should do. And guys, it's an easy, easy, easy read. And even with everything I'm required to do, because some of the stuff I got done following her a lot quicker than I was expecting to do. But because she had it organized, a supply list, and she had everything set up, I was able to get it done. And it took me probably about a couple of weekends, I'll be honest, you know, to kind of move some stuff around to do it, but it's done. But when I showed it to my husband, who also has a business, he said the same thing, like, wow, everybody needs that. Which leads to my next question. Why is this something everybody doesn't know about? Why we don't know this when we talk to people about estate planning?
Well, and again, this is not really necessarily estate planning.
Right.
But when you think about it, this is a whole nother level of planning.
It sure is.
Right? And if you're working with entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. they're typically busy. Mm-hmm. They can get 12 things done that are superhuman, that would take most, you know, 10 right. other people, right? So entrepreneurs are great. They're go, 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 go,
right.
go.
Mm-hmm.
This is not in their wheelhouse,
gotcha.
You know, going and getting in your drawer and getting things organized.
You are correct.
And the great news is they can delegate that. Typically, an entrepreneur is not married to another entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, an entrepreneur is married to somebody who's very steady.
Right.
They can let that person do it.
Right.
You know, one of my entrepreneurs had her secretary do it for her.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be you.
Right.
Now, there is some pretty, you know, information in there that you might not want to have, because I even include a medical section.
Right.
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 Because you won't see this anywhere else, and that's why you haven't seen it, because it was just created last year. And my goal is to, and I appreciate being on your show, because my goal is to popularize this level of planning.
Yes, ma'am.
Because this is affecting the productivity of our country.
It is.
It truly is.
And how do you say that, but how do you come to that?
So if you look at the generations that are living right now, we have more baby boomers.
Okay.
Right? We've got the baby boomers have wrecked the world from the day we were born. We're going to wreck it on the way in. We're going to wreck it on the way out.
Right.
Just, you know. And so you've got this large number of elderly people that we've never had before.
Right.
And we've got children stuck in the middle of taking care of their children and now being responsible for the baby boomers. And without this planning, you've got, they call it presenteeism. You've got Betty at work physically, but she's on the phone with the nursing home trying to find a home for her mom.
That's right.
And then there's absenteeism and typically it does fall on the women. It may be unfair, but it is what it is. Women will take that role of being the family caregiver. And so when companies can provide this kind of support to their ecosystem, they can bring everyone up and improve the productivity of their company.
And, you know, I think when as you were speaking, I kind of thought about, you know, our first time responders.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for sure they may have something in place, but even if you don't, this is something good, because how many times we go to work? I know we don't want to talk about this, guys. I know we don't. But how many times people have left for work and didn't come back?
Mm-hmm.
And I think of that of my police officers, my first time responders, my ambulance, and my heart always go out to them first of all, because I realize when you walk out that door, it's no guarantee. It's no guarantee for any of us. Don't get me wrong, but you are definitely in the line, the sight of being, you know, something harmful happened to you. So I can see with us as a business owners, because if I leave out and come back, nobody in my home knows how my business is ran.
Right.
You know, they know about the estate planning stuff, but I realized as far as how things are done, like the keys to the office opening up and who I didn't have any of that together. So I know for business owners, we hadn't thought about it. You know, your managers and stuff that's in place are your managers, but this is something you would have to initiate first, right? And designate. I think I read where you talked about how we need to delegate that. And that's what you're saying, right? Now, right?
Yeah, you can delegate that. And I actually wrote a fictional story in this book.
Okay.
Because number one, it's more fun. And number two, it allows the reader to go through the process without me telling them what to do. They're just following along with, you know, the couple that's doing the program, and I actually go through how they estimated. I give people an estimate of how long this could take.
Yeah, I noticed
it's
that.
A
I was
long, long time. I mean, they're like, poof. And so in the book, the owner of the company gave a cash award for her managers who would complete the program.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not saying that a business owner has to do that, but you've got to help your employees find their why, whether it's supporting them, you know, with the book and giving them time to read it at work and giving them set hours and encouragement, some kind of encouragement for them to do that.
Right.
But when a business owner brings this program into his employees, those employees are going to want to stay there because they're going to think my boss, my owner of this company really cares about me and cares about my whole family. I'm not just a seat. You know, on the sales, they care about me.
Right. And that makes a difference. Now, I know what you're saying that. I actually had a client that I talked to about this. First of all, he was shocked. There was even one made that was available. But he thought because he owns a hospice. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I deal with people to deal with people that's hurting all the time. But I think it's something great to have in place that we all know what their emergency system is so that we can be there for them as well as they are for everybody else. And that's what he's working on now. He said, give me a couple of months. So I see what you're saying. Like I said, it was like when I heard it and read your book. And so even talking to him, and hopefully we get the same response that business owners hear this, that they will reach out. And you all can reach out to our website, like I said, which we give you that at the end of the show, TDJEquityLLC.net. We will actually have her as one of our partners where you get in touch with Miss Cindy, okay? Where you can link to her and make an appointment and see what she can do to help you get in this together as well as getting the book is too. Now, with all that said, is there anything you think, a call or action you would like to tell our people?
Well, I would like for people to just go to your website and check it out because the Sunday that you're waiting for is the day after you need it. Someday is the day too late. And this is just a start of protecting your wealth by being prepared for the emergency when it happens. And it is an important first step that you can take.
At TDJ Equity Funding, we understand the challenges you face. Whether you're expanding your business, investing in real estate, or launching a startup, we've got your back. Our expert team of loan brokers is dedicated to helping you secure the funding you need, hassle-free. Imagine a future where your business thrives, where opportunities are endless, and working capital has made a great difference in your business. TDJ Equity Funding can make it happen. Booking an appointment with us is easy as pie. Just visit our website at www.tdjequityllc.net and take the first step towards your financial success. Don't let your dreams gather dust on the shelf. Seize the opportunity today. Visit www.tdjequityllc.net and schedule your appointment with TDJ Equity Funding. Let's turn your dreams into dollars.
Welcome to Frameworks Consortium, your partner for sustainable business success. Frameworks Consortium is your strategic guide, providing you with clear, actionable roadmaps to achieve your business goals. Our team of seasoned strategists provides expert guidance, ensuring you make informed decisions with clarity and confidence. We develop customized solutions that align with your unique business objectives, fostering growth and resilience in an ever-changing business environment. Connect with us today and harness the power of strategic planning for your business.
Now, we have a few more questions I want to run by before you take off because I want to make sure we go. First of all, can you tell us how do we go about getting your book? Let's do that.
It's on Amazon.com.
Okay.
And it's on Kindle version, which I really don't recommend because it is a workbook.
Right.
But I did want to make it. There are some people that are opposed to, you know, paper.
Right.
Unlike paper. But the book is available in print or on Kindle, and I highly recommend the print version.
The print version, right, which that's what I got. I saw the Kindle version. I started reading, and I was like, I need to highlight and stick and pen and everything. So you are correct. Definitely you guys want to pick this up yourself from Amazon. We'll have her link that's going to be set there where you can actually go there and also get her book as well. So we'll make sure that happens for you at the same time. Now, let's say this about this book, because it's so much goes on with this, guys. I can tell you so much of it, but I know one thing that stood out is how you even had a part for if they had animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my guy I talked to, he has horses, and he looked at everything, and so he was just amazed on it. So, in your opinion, and I know you've said it already, but we want to kind of emphasize it, why do you think it's so important as business owners to have this?
Well, because business owners mm-hmm. And their families are intertwined. If the business tanks, then mm-hmm. it's not like they have the security of another job, and they've got... You know, they can ask for, you know, unemployment. You're a business owner. And when you can't go to work, either for yourself or a spouse or a child, then, you know, typically your business income will be impacted.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be able to protect your business, you've got to be able to protect your family. It's vice versa.
And vice versa. So I know you've given us a lot of information, but let's just say just a question just for now, simple of how do a person even get started? You know, about a book, but how do we get started to do this?
You know, in the book, I have people identify their why
okay.
and make a commitment to themselves. Because if you don't do those two things, life will get in the way. I'm so amazed. I'll ask people, and let me just take a step back. Over 50% of business owners don't even have a will. So if you want to get into, I mean, I mentioned in the book, but they're not even legally protected, right?
Right.
And so their family doesn't even have the right to help them. If they're incapacitated, there's no right to make a medical decision. I mean, you're not even in the arena of life without a legal plan. So let's just start there. And so the commitment and the why is so important, because I also talk about in the book, our brains are biased against us getting this done.
Yes.
Our brains don't want us to do this. They're like, yeah, see those dirty dishes in the sink? Yeah, those are more important than getting a will.
Than getting a will. Hey, you about right. But I know the biggest thing that I kind of, that shocked me with this, and probably some other owners can understand, that I have had children that turn into teenagers that are now young adults. And guess what? I have no rights over nothing with them with lessons in writing. That was the biggest thing I had to learn. And we need to know. This helps with that, correct?
Well, I mean, it highlights the problem. I mean,
well, yeah.
I'm not an attorney. I don't play one on TV.
We're not. Nope.
But they do need to see a good attorney. And the interesting thing about having a conversation with an 18-year-old to say, you know, I need to get you these documents is you can actually, you know, I always ask people why they don't have their will, because I'm fascinated by it.
Mm-hmm.
And one young man, he's in his early 30s, has two children. He goes, because I feel invincible.
Wow.
And so that feeling of invincibility, like, I'm invincible, none of us are invincible.
No, ma'am.
You know, there none of us. I mean, I'm glad he feels that way. And feel invincible and take care of your family,
it's
right?
Time. Yes, ma'am.
And so did I answer that question?
Yes, you did. You said basically you're telling him that you're telling us. Me and you together is not. Okay. So you're talking about them as far as being aware of what you need to have done, because it affects everybody basically.
Yeah.
And affect him with his kids and all that stuff. And like I said, we talked about the adults, and I think yeah. we miss that adult side, that our children are grown.
Yeah.
And you know, if they got an apartment by themselves, like I was priding myself that all my children had their own place until somebody said, which I think was you, do you have rights to go into their place? No, I do not. I did not know that. Well, something happened, they get sick. What are you going to do? Because they're not married. Right. And I'm like, whoa, that just started a whole lot of things. So what happened is I will pull away from work to deal with that. And I can see that being chaos, you know, mm-hmm. of having to deal with that. And I guess that's the beauty of your book is that you're trying to tell us to prevent the chaos. This is what you need to do.
Well, and there's always going to be chaos, but there's unnecessary chaos, yeah. right? So there's like, there's the emergency, but okay. then there's the emergency of, I don't know where his key is.
Right.
I can't get into his bank account. The doctor won't speak to me. There's that unnecessary stress. And when we're so stressed out, I tell the story, when I was going through a lot of stuff, I forgot how to pump gas. I mean, I went, you know, and I was in a hurry. You know, it was just a really, I was stressed out.
Right.
I had to call the attendant and like, your pump won't work. And he goes, ma'am, you got to do this and then push the button.
And you just, I know I've been there. Oh my God. And we have to understand that you are correct. We have a lot of stuff going on. And what I like about this, and I'm not saying it just price wise, but I think for what you pay for this book, which is way more than what it is, it's worth you doing it to get a lot of stuff set up for free. It just takes time is what it is.
And commitment. And I remember where I was going when we went down the rabbit hole. At 18, when you're having this conversation with this invincible person, it's a great time to say, you know what, son, daughter, you're going to be amazed at how fast life goes. And we're going to get you a will. I know you don't think you need it. But I also want you to think about if you're my age and you've got a child that's turning 18, where do you want to be and how can I help you get there?
And that's a good way to look at it.
Because it's an uplifting conversation. We think we have all the time in the world and yet we're proving that we don't every single day.
Every single day.
And so it's actually can be turned into a very meaningful conversation with that young adult of, I see you and I want you to be all of you that you can be. And it's a great excuse at that moment to do that. And then it's also like, you know, son, daughter, when you get married, you're going to get to do this again. Mm-hmm. And it's this normalization of talking about death and aging and money that is passed down from one generation. Because it's a conversation we're not having.
Right.
So we're not, what we normalize in our family is what they will halfway normalize in their family because exactly. they're going to marry somebody else who's got a whole different normal. You right. know, we think it's parents raising our kids, but it's really grandparents.
I believe that
because there's four grandparents. Because the parents, like when I started this process and I got to thinking about money, what's my mindset of money? I realized for my dad it was power, and for my mom it was love. Mm. And I realized I was confused. I was like, well, of course you're confused. Well, then you add that to another spouse who got two different messages. Right. And now you got four messages that have never really been nailed down into solid beliefs that right. you can pass forward. Right. So that's even, you know, more of that generational family planning that I do. That's kind of the more fun side.
Right. That what we have. But it's also, like you said, it's the fun side, but it's a side that I see that we really just don't pay attention to and we need it.
We do need it. You we know. Do need it. And it's interesting in this world that we feel so disconnected and we feel like we can't keep up. And people are like, well, wait, you want me to do this? You know, stepping back and slowing down and figuring out what your priorities are can really help you get rid of the things that are no longer important. Letting go of things that aren't important is a very important skill for a business owner to learn.
And it is a skill. It is a skill. So I do agree with you on that. And having that said, also you have stated something like that in your book as well. And it's just basically, guys, we're going to have to do it. You got to get out here. You got to see what's going on. Come up out of that desk of working as a business owner, because that's what we do all the time. Come out of that, raise up and see what else is out here to make your life better. Because one thing about this book, and that's again, the reason why we wanted her on this show, is that we want people to understand that if you don't take care of this, it's not going to get taken care of. And that's going to wind up affecting you in your business life. And that's some things I think we don't look at from the business, how our lives work together. I think you said they intertwine.
Right.
So, you know, they shouldn't, but they do. And if something, well, when chaos happens, you're right, it's intertwined. It doesn't matter.
Well, and as an entrepreneur, they're always looking, they're solution makers. They don't want to concentrate on the problem. Oh, it'll be fine. You know, it'll be fine. Right. And, you know, let's just say it takes, you know, 40 hours to do this program.
Uh-huh.
I suspect you'd be saving five times that.
You'll save a whole lot of money.
And not only someone else having to do it, you'll save money because you may just live through it and have to face the consequences.
Right. So it's basically you saying it'll save what I call brain spin.
Not only brain spin, but money spin.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the story I told you, the gentleman in the hospital, because they couldn't find his stuff, they couldn't find his insurance policy. So they let him have treatments that weren't covered that they had to pay for out of pocket because they couldn't find the insurance policy.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I'm talking some significant immediate impact
with the money, not having something like this set up.
Yeah.
Well, it's an easy read. I recommend my listeners definitely look it up. Get the book. It's worth it. And like I said, I like the fact I actually ordered three because I did take the advice in the book. And so I am giving it to my my mom, my sister, because they have to help each other. Something should happen to me and my husband. Mm-hmm. So I realized they need the book because I thought at first I was going to get it for my children, but I'm like, no, they don't need the book. They just need to see my drawer, see what I'm doing. But who needed the book was, you said, that the people that will be affected by something happening to me, which would mm-hmm. be my mom. Mm-hmm. And then my sister will probably help my mom, or it'd be my sister and my mom will help my sister. So both of them need the book.
Right.
And so we see that it didn't took off. It's something I think a lot of us as business owners don't realize until, like you said, it happened, and then it's going to be too late.
So. Well, my goal is I'm not asking to save the world. Save your family.
Exactly.
And save the people that are showing up at your business. And then let them, because your mom and your sister need to put one together, because if they don't have it, then you have to go help them.
Right.
Well, the hours that they could have spent in, well, now they may take you 5 hours to go do something that could have taken you 10 minutes had they done this program.
Exactly. Because you said have a drawer. And is it a binder?
I did mine in a binder, I also have it backed up digitally, so I can get any of my information at any time from my phone.
Right.
And one of the things that we just kind of glanced over is having the medical drugs and history accessible to people that would be making decisions for you is critical. It could save a life.
It is.
I tell the story of being in the hospital, and this woman is in the hallway crying. And the doctor's like, what medicine is your mom on? And she's like, a blood pressure medicine. You know, she didn't know, she kind of knew what the medicines did.
Right.
But she didn't know what
exactly
they were.
What she had.
And so now the doctor may not be able to treat the mother, because if she's on a blood thinner, then they can't do surgery. So this is life-saving stuff.
Wow, it is. So now we're talking about brain spin saving, money saving, and just time saving.
And life saving.
And life saving.
And life saving.
Is what that would be. Okay, well, I think that was great. Well, we're getting ready to wrap everything up, but I do want to see if there's anything else that you would like to say to our listeners before we close this episode out.
Well, Jackie, I just want to say, you know, if not now, then when? I mean, it starts today. And peace of mind, do it now, because there's nothing like the peace of mind that comes from getting this done.
Exactly. So I totally agree with you. So let's go over our talks to make sure our takeaway guys that we had. Let's make sure we're doing that. I want to do right by you guys. I do. Okay. So all our takeaways that kind of stood out to me, she's actually, we want to thank you, first of all, for coming to our show. We have definitely, Cindy, I've enjoyed you and definitely want you to come back, because you bring something that I think all of us as business owners, entrepreneurs need to be aware of. So we definitely want to bring you back on to our show.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming.
If y'all could know, we would be hugging each other if we were.
Right.
We will do that later.
Okay. So, but what I want to say to you guys is this, that on this takeaway that was so important, and I thank Miss Cindy for actually being here and the love that she's put into this book, but it's just for us to know as owners and so as business owners. So I want you all to take that with you to definitely look into her book. The name of the book, you all guys can see it here, is The Family Emergency Handbook. okay, is 3 steps to protect your health, wealth, and loved ones, okay, by Cindy Arledge.
Arledge, yes.
Arledge, all right. So, again, we want to thank you guys. If you like what you have heard today, we ask that you actually go to our website, www.tdjequityllc.net/podcast, where you can actually see some of the other podcasts that we have. But you also can go to our site and actually reach the resources and our partners is there for you, too. So, want to thank you all for being here, and you guys take care.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of TDJ Equity Funding Insiders Podcast. If you'd like to be a guest or get in touch with us, please visit our website at tdjequityllc.net/podcast or email us at podcast@tdjequityfundinginsiders.net. Until next time, take care.